proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our series regarding angels in the Bible, we frequently come across an individual known as the Angel of the Lord. This particular person or entity, appeared in both the Old Testament and New Testament. Bible scholars have disputed over the identity of the Angel of the Lord. Was he a high-ranking angel, such as Michael or Gabriel, but an angel nonetheless and no more? Or was the Angel of the Lord more than simply another angelic being? Was the Angel of the Lord the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ? The third chapter of the book of Exodus contained a scene which supported the latter belief. According to the narrative, quote, "The angel of the Lord appeared unto him," that is Moses, "appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush," unquote. Two verses later, the author remarked that, quote, "God had called unto him out of the midst of the bush," unquote. The juxtaposition of the two sentences seemed to equate the angel of the Lord with God. God asserted himself as the liberator of his people. The author of Psalm 70, for example, cried out to God as, quote, "my help and my deliverer," unquote. Psalm 34 declared that, quote, "the angel of the Lord encamped around them that fear him and delivereth them," unquote. The two statements seem contradictory unless the reader identifies the angel of the Lord as being God. Other examples existed which placed the angel of the Lord in settings in which he exercised prerogatives that belonged exclusively to God, something that one of God's normal angels would not do. In Zechariah's vision in Zechariah chapter 3, after Satan accused the high priest Joshua, the angel of the Lord served as an arbiter between the devil and the high priest. Afterwards, the angel of the Lord spoke to the high priest in the name of, quote, "the Lord of hosts," unquote. Such an action would be presumptuous, to say the least, unless the angel of the Lord was really God incarnate. Other Bible passages, though, appear to distinguish between the angel of the Lord and God. Many such statements occur in the New Testament. For example, in Matthew chapter 2, after Joseph fled to Egypt with Mary and the child, the angel of the Lord came unto him in a dream, telling him, quote, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel," unquote. Since the infant Jesus Christ accompanied Joseph and Mary in their flight, the angel of the Lord in that section seemed to denote a different individual than Jesus Christ. Matthew 28 revealed that before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, quote, "there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it," unquote. At that same time, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, Jesus Christ himself was preaching to, quote, "the spirits in prison," unquote. Jesus Christ could not simultaneously have engaged in both activities. The angel of the Lord possessed superhuman capabilities. He single-handedly killed 185,000 soldiers, as recorded in the book of Isaiah chapter 37. The angel of the Lord, whether the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ or simply a member of the angelic host, the angel of the Lord retained great power in service unto God. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.